Ukraine security issue.
Ukraine has suggested a peace formula that could put an end to Russia's destructive war. In particular, the formula stipulates nuclear safety, food and energy security guarantees, and the withdrawal of Russian troops from Ukrainian territory. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky stated in his video address to the G20 summit. G20 leaders were presented with a 10-point proposition aimed at stopping Russian aggression and guaranteeing Ukraine's security. Volodymyr Zelensky also called on the participants of the summit not to believe Russia's alleged preparedness for negotiations to put an end to the war, and explained why Ukraine cannot enter the negotiations process right now. Ukraine should not be offered to compromise its conscience, sovereignty, territory and independence. We respect the rules and we keep our word. Ukraine has always been a leader in peacekeeping efforts, and the world has witnessed it. And if Russia claims that it wants to end this war, let it prove its words with actions. It is obvious that Russia's words cannot be trusted, and that is why there will be no Minsk III agreement, which Russia would violate immediately after signing. We will not allow Russia to wait it out, build up its forces, and then start a new series of terror and global destabilization. I am convinced that now is the time when the Russian destructive war must and can be stopped. In his address to the G20, Volodymyr Zelensky made a point of calling the group G19, thus hinting that Russia should be excluded from the body. The Parliament of Ukraine is currently preparing a resolution urging international partners to exclude Russia from the G20. Ukraine shall continue its fight and will not agree to any negotiations with the Russian Federation until its occupying forces withdraw from Ukrainian territory. Valery Zaluzhny, chief commander of the Ukrainian Armed Forces, said in telephone negotiations with U.S. chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley. According to Commander Zaluzhny, there is one condition for negotiations. That is for Russia to withdraw from all occupied Ukrainian territories. Earlier, Mark Milley had stated that the liberation of Kherson would open a window of opportunity for negotiations between Ukraine and Russia. Western countries would face serious consequences if they stop weapons supplies to Ukraine in response to Ukraine's refusal to sit down for negotiations with Russia. Oleksiy Danilov, Secretary of the National Security and Defense Council, said in a televised interview,
"Якщо нам припинять постачання зброї, повірте, світ може вибухнути, і тоді розмови про демократію, про вільний світ.
If Ukraine stops receiving weapons, the world could explode. What would then happen to all the talk of democracy and freedom? What would happen to the talk of Ukraine protecting Europe from this invasion? Halting supplies is dangerous. We need to understand that the world is not only helping us, they are helping themselves too. Our nation has shown that it is possible not only to fight with the Russians as equals, but we've shown that we can prevail. When they're helpless on the battlefield, they start destroying our infrastructure to make children and those who have nothing to do with this war suffer. But taking into account that we are indeed one family and everyone is helping us in this battle, there is no way that the Russian Federation can conquer us. It is in NATO interests to prevent Russia from winning this war," said NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg during a visit to the Netherlands. According to him, if Putin wins, the world will become a more dangerous and vulnerable place, where other authoritarian leaders get the opportunity to violate international law. So NATO will continue to support Ukraine. Russia will pay for its crimes in every sense, including reparations. From now on, it is the will of the United Nations. Head of the Presidential Office Andriy Yermak said, regarding the creation of an international compensation mechanism that will make it possible to compensate all the losses caused by the Russian war. On November 14th, the UN General Assembly adopted a resolution, Furtherance of Remedy and Reparation for Aggression Against Ukraine. 94 countries voted in favor, 13 voted against the document, and 74 abstained. The resolution reads that Russia must be held accountable for its violation of international law, in particular for its aggression, and for the violation of international humanitarian law and human rights. According to research data from the Kyiv School of Economics, direct losses suffered by civil and military infrastructure in Ukraine amount to $114.5 billion. Investigators have started documenting Russian crimes in the liberated territories of the Kherson region, said Ukraine's Prosecutor General Andriy Kostin. The investigators are working on 16 basic criminal proceedings. Torture chambers have been uncovered in recently deoccupied territories of the Kherson region. They were organized in police departments. According to Deputy Interior Minister Yevhen Yenin, this is a predictable discovery in liberated territories. Yenin says Ukrainian police is documenting war crimes, with currently over 50 criminal proceedings being opened. In order to investigate Russian war crimes in Ukraine, the Defense Ministry of Luxembourg delivered 30 state-of-the-art 3D scanners from the Artec 3D Scanners company to the Ukrainian authorities. Deputy Prime Minister of Luxembourg, François Bosch, announced on November 13th. The scanners would allow Ukrainian law enforcement officers and forensic specialists to collect evidence of the crimes without directly touching objects in liberated territories. According to the minister, the cost of the project amounts to 1.3 million euros. The ESPA hand prosthetic by the Ukrainian company ESPA Bionics was included in the list of 200 best inventions of the year 2022. The prosthesis weighs only 380 grams, has 24 sensors that pick up and process muscle activity and brain impulses to activate action in the arm. A neurocomputer interface is used to exchange information between the brain and the device. Thanks to DSP, digital signal processing, the data is transmitted to the cloud. Over time, the prosthesis begins to understand the frequently repeated algorithms of human movements and learns to anticipate them. The prosthesis has received FDA approval from the US medical regulator and approval to be sold in the US and to work with US insurance companies. When sales will start and how much the ESPA hand will cost is not yet known. But earlier, representatives of the company said that the cost of prosthesis in Ukraine will be $6,000 and in developed markets from $10,000 to $16,000.